All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
What's going on? I'm Scott from Koenig. This is Jared from Koenig. I should have tortured Jared by making him do the intro. But either way, nice to see you. Welcome to another episode of the Wheel Wednesday Behind the Wheel podcast. We do this whole thing every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on our YouTube channel. So, welcome. Nice to see you. What's up?
How's everybody doing?
Yeah,
What's the latest and greatest? We got a heat wave over here, so, you know, it's nice and warm.
Nobody cares. So... Let's start out by talking about a few things. First thing is, if you're coming from our live, which is over on Facebook and Instagram, that we do 2 p.m. on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. Hello. Nice to see you. If you have any questions, you can start throwing them in. Jared will happily read them out as they come in or as he feels that they're appropriate.
Relevant and necessary. Yeah.
Let's start with a little bit of giveaway action. There is a giveaway going on right now. You want to win some wheels? Let me tell you how you could do it.
Well, hold on.
What?
Do you need a shirt? That's the better question.
No. The better question is, do you want to win a set of wheels?
Fine.
All you have to do is buy a shirt. And that happens at store.koenigwheels.com. We'll probably put the link in the description. But essentially, you go there. There's a 1982
t-shirt. Since 1982 t-shirt.
Exactly. Yep. I think it's like 1999. Get a shirt.
And you're automatically entered. That's it.
That's it.
That's all you have to do.
But you have to do it before August
31st,
2021, for all those people watching in the future. That's what you got to do.
And it's limited to the continental U.S.
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately.
You can still buy a shirt, though. Yeah. Anyhow.
Shirt per person also,
well, no, you could buy more shirts.
But I'm saying to be eligible.
It doesn't improve your odds.
But the odds are good. We discussed it on the live.
Very good. We don't have a ton of people that have taken advantage of this beautiful wheel giveaway. I think a lot of people are going to do what they do every giveaway, which is about 12 minutes after the giveaway is over, they're going to say, how do I get entered? And then they're going to find out that it's over. So, you know, with that said, hey, what can you do? What?
Well, we have a question or a comment, but I'll wait.
Go ahead. Enjoy.
Might as well get into it.
Why okay. not? Why not? Let's do a comment.
Zaharias Protsis says, yo, what up? Who's hiring? Director of food and beverage here trying to get out of the hospitality industry.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. That brings us to the topic of today's discussion. Alex is leaving. He's leaving us. He literally said, screw you. And he's going. So because he said that, we have to hire somebody else to come in here and do the shindig. So,
well, he said, screw you, I'm leaving in 2 weeks.
Right.
To be more specific.
Yeah.
He's completely unamused right now.
No.
All right. Anyway.
I mean, he's only giving us the middle figure. So, so here's the deal. We are looking for a content creator to come into our little home here. We're based out of New York. So, yes, it does have to be somebody local. We've tried this before about having somebody to do remotely. It's too difficult. You miss too many things. The way we are structuring some of this stuff, it really does have to be in-house. Maybe after a while, somebody can come up with the thing to not have to be here necessarily to edit all the time. But for what we're doing, to get the flavor, you got to be here.
Right. And just to loop Alex into this again, I mean, he's the perfect example. I mean, you know, he would come in 5 days a week, really churn stuff out legitimately. So it helps to have a physical person in the office that can help us create content.
Yeah.
Because also one of the other things that, you know, that revolves around our content is the fact that, you know, at the spur of the moment, we like to go and shoot stuff.
True.
You know? And so to physically have someone in the office is, you know,
fairly
important. Super important.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking for. It's a pretty casual environment. I think for the most part, we enjoy, you know, obviously getting the work done, but having a good time. I'd let you ask Alex, but he's not on camera, and maybe
he can shout into the microphone.
No, just right, just put him over there. He'd be like, Be like, y'all suck. but yeah, so that's the deal. But you know, listen, we are hiring another position. We're hiring a director of food and beverage. So maybe. Could you imagine?
That would be amazing.
So, but yeah, man, I mean, if you're in the New York City area, I don't know that this job is the job that's going to treat, you know, there's a lot of realm and range to the food and hospitality industry. There are some people that will make six figures, and there are other
in that industry, yeah.
Right? And there are other
brothers in that industry, so I get it.
Shout out to Jared's brother. and there are other people that will, you know, will make $15 an hour, just depending on where you're placed and what you do. So I don't know that this is a fit for you or not, but I will say that for anybody that's really looking to cut their teeth, for anybody that's really looking to be in automotive, get good capability of networking, because we deal with a lot of different companies and different things.
A lot of companies.
Yeah. The ability to, in a non-pandemic situation, which I think at some point in the next couple of years we should be out of it. You know, we do go, it does include, you know, some travel and going to some shows and getting to do some things that, you know, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. I think the only sad part about it for me is that Alex never got that because he started COVID.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, well, he literally didn't. Started COVID.
No. So... You know, I think that things are going to be totally different. You know, we're constantly looking for somebody that's going to add a lot of contributive voice the content. So.
And I think this is probably a good opportunity for me to bring in my personal anecdote in terms of, you know, Koenig and this whole thing, because this is the second time.
Yeah, he was always
that
a man,
I've been
though.
Here now.
He was what? Always a you're always a man. Just I wanted to start at the beginning. When we're talking about your personal experience, I was just saying, like, Jared was always a man through the whole process.
Yes. I have not transitioned.
Right.
But the point that I wanted to make is 2 years ago, I was here as a freelancer. And
freelance video.
Right. A freelance video.
You know, content creator.
Creator, yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the leaps and bounds in terms of the progression of the amount of content, the quality of content, etc., that has happened in the last 2 years is really truly remarkable.
Yeah,
for real. And
yeah,
you know,
is.
I think that's a selling, you know, potential selling point. You know, things are going to improve. They have improved, and
right.
You know, I left 2 years ago, obviously to pursue other things
right.
and whatnot.
Right, right.
But I was really. Honestly, yeah. Wholeheartedly, I was skeptical. Like, oh, you know, he says in 2 years, maybe it's going to...
Right.
But things really have changed for the better, and I think it's only up from here.
Yeah, you know? It's interesting because I think, you know, I've seen this company transform and transcend in so many different directions over the past, you know, 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being here for so long, I was here before we did digital banner ads. I was here when there was only print advertisements. You know what I mean? So I've seen a tremendous amount of change just due to the fact that the way the world changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a few years back when we were only a company that, you know, placed ads or hired people or hired companies or contracted somebody to do something with regards to, like, if we needed to do a video, we hired a videographer and we outlined it and we sent it out. Now you fast forward, we started to add people like, hey, let's try a freelance in-house. We have some creative stuff. Well, we have some content we want to produce and put out into the sphere.
Mm-hmm. Because every company nowadays, that's what you have to be doing.
Sure. And I think that there was a level to that, but there was also a level of, we have a unique story to tell and the wheel industry has a unique skill set and knowledge base that's really not talked about mm-hmm. on the internet. And we decided we could put that out there. We can unmystify, you know, some of these things that get thrown around and nobody really puts time on it because mm-hmm. they overlook the fact that, well, it's just wheels, right? There's a lot of technical stuff that goes with wheels mm-hmm. and how it affects other systems on the car. And we were able to bring that to people in different ways.
And if we can't, we can talk to other industry professionals people that do, and we can collaborate and all that stuff. So,
you know, and not only that, but I also think that there's this whole level of being able to take advantage and display the relationships that we've built over the past 40 years. We just have so much. 40
years is a long time.
It is a crazy long time.
You know?
So this company, it is changing. It's traditionally going to change. I can say positively without even throwing anything out there, and anybody that comes to work for us, I believe would vouch for this. We're a company that really does care about our customer. We do care about the product we put out. We work very hard to be able to, whether it's content or marketing or the, you know, just making sure that we get people what they need. We work really hard. We take this stuff very personally because it is personal. You know, we put a lot of our own time into this, into what we deliver to you and what we put out there. And we're looking for somebody that's willing and looking forward to kind of take a little bit of that ownership and help us, you know, kind of come up with unique and cool ideas out there.
Yeah, and I mean, to sort of bounce off that point specifically, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times, I don't know if you've done this or if this is just like, you know, a general thing that like video content creators like myself do, mm-hmm. but I can't tell you how many times like I've watched other companies' content and I've said, you know, to myself, like, oh, you know, it would be so cool if they did this, or mm-hmm. it would be so cool if, you know, they conceptualized this show, or if it was, you know, shot this way. Here's potentially your chance to come to the table, work for us, and, you know, bring that sort of creative energy into, you know, into the mix.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I hypothesize, right? Mm-hmm. But I really think that if COVID was not something that happened, mm-hmm. now I know that you could end this sentence a thousand different ways, and I don't want to make light about the really important things that this sentence could have ended in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense, but you know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, I do.
But like, just in reference to this one particular topic, I think if COVID did not happen, and it didn't disrupt the entire world, I really think that there's a potential that right now we could even be further along in the growth scale of the media and content department.
100%.
Right? Like, we were right on that verge. I know, because I was, you know, 2019, we had planned and gotten a budget approved to do these trips and to come up with this stuff and do this stuff. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. Right. And then we were like, oh, well, how do we do all this stuff from our office? And then it was like, okay, we can go out a little bit. And then it was like pandemic again.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, look, in my head, I always think that we can do better than we've done. And in my head, I always feel and believe that we'll do more in the future. So I hope that, you know, I'm looking back at this video, you know, 3 years from now, and I'm like, wow, like, can you remember how cool it was at the beginning?
Now we have hovercrafts and we're, you know.
Oh, wow. Do you remember when you were like a kid? I mean, I'm saying this, I don't even know. I mean, maybe I'm older than everybody, but I remember when I was a kid and they were talking about like, oh, in the year 2000, we're going to have like flying cars. And like, we can't even figure out this electric thing right. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, you know, 3 years. I don't know that we're going to make it in 3 years. But I think that there is a cool opportunity. If you watch our channel quite a bit, you'll know that our content is not, I would say 97% of it is not about Koenig wheels. It's not about It's not about selling wheels. It's not about talking about product. I think that's a move that a lot of companies make.
Mm-hmm.
Our channel, if you watch our content, is very much car-related, lifestyle-related, relationship-related. And if it's going to be wheel-related, it's going to be wheel tech that applies to any wheel that's on the market. It's general wheel knowledge. You know?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, we have enough, you know, in terms of, you know, like sponsorship programs and yep. you know, NASA and all the race programs and all that stuff that, like, it wouldn't make sense for us to advertise, per se, our wheels on the YouTube channel.
Right.
And in content. Right. But, right. Yeah. So that's, I think that's, you know, sort of another way of saying that, you know, we like to use the content avenue as an opportunity to just generally have a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, that's completely fair. So before we wrap up this podcast, because it's not, I mean, that's what this podcast was about,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's talk a little bit about what some of the skill sets somebody should have.
For sure.
To apply for this position and stand a chance at us saying, why don't you come in for an interview?
Well, actually, let's take a step back and
sure.
and tell people how they can apply, because I think we end up getting a lot of DMs of like, oh, I heard about the position. Where mm-hmm. do we apply? How do we apply? Maybe that's what we go through first, so we get it out of the way. People sure. know.
So I would say that if you feel that you, after we tell you what the position is about, if you feel that there's something that you're interested in, email marketing@koenigwheels.com. I think it's fair to at least include some sort of resume. I'm not saying that you have gone to college or have a high-end education. We recognize that skill set can be self-taught and built,
mm-hmm.
but you got to give us something. Next thing you have to do is you have to let us know or show us some sort of experience.
Usually a demo reel or show reel of sorts.
Demo reel.
Or examples of your best work.
Or just, you know, you want to send us some links to YouTube. We're going to be very flexible with what this looks like.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to see what kind of things you do. And I think the other part of this is you have to know how to edit.
Wait, really?
Meh, no.
I'm teasing. Oh. Of course you know how to edit.
I was like, I wanted to be like, you're an idiot. What are we here for? So yeah, you have to know how to edit. It's preferable that you are Adobe Premiere.
Yes, we use the entire Adobe Creative Cloud suite. So Premiere is definitely preferable.
Right, that's preferable. I think that if you having your own equipment would be, especially if it's Sony. Equipment wise would be a fairly good plus, not necessary, not required, mm-hmm. but a plus. I also think that, you know, you got to be in the New York City area. You got to be in the New York, you know, we're based on Long Island, probably, you know, I'd say 25 minutes outside of Queens.
Well, when the traffic doesn't suck.
Well, look, I mean, that's the nature of any metro area, right?
I know.
So I think you got to be in, you know, in that New York metro area. You got to be wanting to do this. This is a in-house position. We're not looking for people to work remotely, preferably 5 days a week. Compensation is not something we're going to talk about here. And the reason is, I think that there's a variability, a range here, depending on what kind of skill set you come in with and different things like that.
Depending on experience, as they say, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
But now, just to segue a little bit, what would you say to someone who was also considering, you know, the possibility of being like an on-camera talent as well? Because I know that's sort of, these days, it's sort of like a synonymous thing. And I know some of our previous video people have done that.
Yeah. So like Nick, when Nick was here, Nick, you know, he did the podcast with me a lot. He was in certain videos and stuff like that. He had a natural aptitude for it, or enough of an aptitude that he wanted to to do it, and that's good. We're fine with that being a piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. I was bringing it up strictly so that if somebody was thinking, they heard the description and everything, they weren't deterred by the fact like, oh, I can't be, you know, like an on-camera person that's totally a thing.
Yeah. I would say like shooting is definitely a valid skill. The emphasis on this position is probably going to be more on the editing and what. So shooting is a thing. But like Jared, like he's got so many years of experience with video production that we can sort of work as a team. There's not necessarily a defined like, you know, you have to do this part. But obviously, the more technologically skilled you are, shooting, editing, all that stuff is a pretty big bonus. But like Alex was somebody that wasn't really like into being on front.
He's still here.
Who?
Alex, you said was. He's still here. Yeah, he's right over there.
So, no, but Alex isn't really into the whole on-camera thing. Like, his craft is behind the camera, and that's, you know, respected. Like, there was never a push for that stuff. That's why we tossed him out the door. We were like, get out. But, you know, look, we are flexible with a lot of the inner workings, as long as you have a good skill set and you feel that developing content really is your bag.
Yeah.
Baby.
Bag, baby.
That's from Austin Powers.
Ah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the deal. You have anything else you want to add, bring to the table on this whole thing?
No, I mean, you know, ideally we're looking to bring someone on sooner rather than later, obviously. I mean, yes. that's a given.
Sooner,
not later. But also maybe to cover the topic of relocation. That is not on the table either.
Yeah.
Or is it?
All right. So,
because I know that's going to be something that comes up a lot.
We're not looking to pay for relocation. You know, like that's not going to be there. There's, you know, this is New York area. There's a lot of people here in this area. If you somehow have this need to pick up and go and you want to come to this area, I would say start out with a Zoom call. If it progresses, we can talk about it. If it's something where you're going to make that move on your own and you're looking, you know, to see if it's something you want to do, like kudos. I'm not saying we couldn't wait or entertain mm-hmm. some sort of
just want to put that out there.
Yeah. You know? I think it's a good point because we'll get a lot of people that will say, oh, you know, but you know, the one thing you need to consider, especially if you're coming from other parts of the country, with the exception of maybe California, is that, and maybe certain parts of Northern Jersey and Connecticut, is that New York area tends to be a little pricier.
Well, yeah.
So like, you know, you need to consider that. And I don't, you know, it's hard. You know, like I had a bunch, you know, every time I put up that post, like I put it on my Facebook thing and I was like, oh, if anybody has I always get like 15 messages right off the bat.
That's why I brought it up.
Yep. People from, you know, from like, and people that I know, you know, from Georgia, from California, from Florida, and they all want to, hey, can I do this? I want to do this. I just can't. I wouldn't be able to move there, but I could. No, we're not going to do a remote position. But you know, I certainly understand if somebody was like ideally coming here and they wanted to, you know, have a position. This, you know, might work. But
okay,
yeah.
Just wanted to cover all the bases.
Listen, I would say if you're still watching at this point because you've been interested about the position, I think that, you know, share it with some friends. You never know when this could be a good starting spot or a good long-term spot, depending on how things go, for somebody that's really in this world. There are so many people that are super talented with video production and editing and stuff like this, mm-hmm. and they enjoy it mm-hmm. as a passion, but they're in the wrong place. You know, they're working in a retail. They're working in, you know, whatever it may be. And for them, like finding that spot that's going to be super open with arms open, that can help them cut their teeth and help them, you know, essentially grow as time goes on. I think there's, you know, it's few and far between. So
now what about like a rag company situation where everybody kind of has their main job, but someone like, say, All Day Anthony also has his own channel.
Like, well,
there's flexibility.
Let's see what we got going on here.
What?
Sorry, we're having a...
He doesn't check his phone very often, so it must be a pretty big deal.
Oh. Yes. Ooh, speaking of content, we're...
Oh, is that Nick?
No.
Bear with us.
Yeah. Anyhow, so listen. So here's what I would say. What were we saying?
We were talking about people like, let's say, All Day Anthony.
No, right. All right. All right. I understand what you mean. So when it comes down to if you have a personal channel, do you have to abandon that to be part of this team? The answer to that is no. Not at all. You could do your thing. You just can't do it during this time. Like, right? Like, you know, Jared's got a thing. Jared has the curb cut. I think, if anything, I think it's a benefit. I think it's a pro. Like, you having your own channel, we don't even care that you, you know, this isn't, we're not YouTubers. Mm-hmm. This isn't one of those things that, like, you documenting your time here is going to be a problem for us because we're worried about what you're going to document and it showing up in our video. We don't do it for view count. Like, we don't do it for monetary gain, even though we have a monetization on. It's just for distribution. But, like, what I mean is, like, this isn't for money making. This is for putting out things in the sphere. And, yeah, if you have your own channel and you can manage to still do your thing on the whatever, I think if you're not in this New York City area remotely and you're looking for a – I think New York City has a lot to offer you, especially if you're a car person.
Yeah.
It's a very different culture, car culture, than I think anywhere else in the country.
I mean, that's basically what my whole channel is about. So, yeah.
Well, Jared's his own place in the whole country, too.
Well, yeah.
Like, that's yeah.
Like, look at me, for Christ's sake.
Well, I wasn't even going to go there, but, like, I mean, you know, anyhow.
But I think we covered everything now. I just wanted to kind of get those two points out there just to make sure that, you know, anybody who was thinking of applying or is watching and is thinking of applying just has, like, the full picture.
So, yes. Right? That's true. So that's really it. Don't forget about the wheel giveaway. Don't forget.
Five more days?
About. You can also, like I said, you have any questions, comments, whatever, you can always get us at marketing@koenigwheels.com. One of us will answer you back there. And, yeah, tell a friend. Spread this out, because I think that there's somebody out there that's really going to like this spot that we're really going to enjoy having here and, you know, could essentially be the start of, you know, building a really cool additional program as the year or so goes on. And who knows where it will take us, you know?
Exactly.
Right.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Not too much more to say.
Nope. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe, click the like button, all that stuff if you haven't already. It's, you know, it's a nice gesture of of support. Anyhow, that's it. We will catch you here next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.